Hello.
Sorry, ma'am, we got disconnected. Sorry for that.
Okay.
Yeah, because you've been on the line from a long time, 2 hours, that's why.
Yes, I know, and it's stinking hot and humid, and all I want to do is go and sit inside in the air conditioning.
Okay, so you can move your computer to the inside the room, ma'am, where you have air conditioning.
I can't, it's connected.
Okay.
It's got a power, and it's a desktop, and I'm sitting at the computer here.
All right, okay. You can sit in a chair and relax yourself, ma'am, okay? It might take some time because your internet is working very, very slow because it has got corrupted by the hackers. So we are boosting up the speed of your internet as well, okay? So it might take a little bit time, ma'am, okay? Because it is not in my hand. Internet is very poor, okay?
Yes. I realize that I'm using it, but it's only been today that it's been like this.
Okay, so you can just relax yourself, and if you want to some chilled beer, you can have it with you. Okay, hold on. All right, you there, madam?
Yes.
The modem is in front of you right now. It is next to you.
No, the modem's in the house. I'm in the den at the desktop. Why? What did you want me to do?
Could you please check your modem? Like, which color light do you see on it?
Okay, just a minute. I'll have to go inside and do it. The modem's got a green light on the front of it, and all the lights on the back are green, and the Wi-Fi is green.
Okay. And it is blinking or is stable?
It's stable.
None of the light is blinking?
No, it is stable. The only light that is blinking is the one that's got phone on it, because we're on the phone.
Okay. All right.
It's stable, and so are the NBN lights. They're all stable.
Okay. Get back to your computer, ma'am, please.
Thank you.
Are you there?
Okay, I'm back at the computer.
Okay, I believe you can see the Wi-Fi graph bar.
Yes, it's in front of me, yes.
It is moving faster now?
It is going to be faster.
Okay, sometime it will move faster and it will get back to normal sometime, okay?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, you told me your and your husband's mobile phone also connected with the internet, correct?
Yeah, if we switch them on to it, we can use it, yes.
So what for what purpose you use mobile phone? I mean, what do you do in your mobile phone with the internet?
Nothing. Unless I look up something, I receive emails, and that's it. Husband doesn't receive emails. But he doesn't do anything on the mobile phone. It's usually Wi-Fi switched off on it.
Okay, and do you do online shopping from your mobile phone?
No.
Do you do online banking from your mobile phone?
No.
That means you don't have the online banking app in your mobile phone?
No, I don't.
Okay. And do you do any share marketing, any trading in your mobile phone?
No, no.
That's great. Okay.
It's pretty old and basic. It's a telephone.
All right. Okay. And you also told me, apart from you and your husband, no one use internet in this house, right?
We're the only ones that use the internet, yes.
Okay.
We're the only ones that live here.
All right, okay.
Thank you.
Are you there?
Yes.
Look at your computer, ma'am. Have you got any notification?
Yes, a security warning.
Give a click on accept.
Just a sec. I'm going to click on I'm aware of risks.
Yes.
And accept.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I've got another screen. What did you want from that?
What does it say?
It's just a secure server. There's a number. Would like to view your disk.
Yeah.
Possible scam detected. And underneath 506 squares, what did you want me to do?
Click on accept. Okay, hold on. What do you see now? Okay, leave it. Don't touch anything, leave it. The server will perform automatically, leave it. All right, ma'am, you there?
Yes.
Okay, I got the confirmation from the ANZ health office. Okay, they have canceled the transfer. You can check your balance and everything, ma'am, right now. Check it first. Minimize the Wi-Fi graph bar.
Oh,
are you logged in?
Yeah, I was just going to check the account.
Yeah, just check it. Your statement, your balance, everything. We have not done. We have not done anything with your account, ma'am. Okay, you can check it. Check all of. Yeah, check all of your account. Okay.
All of them.
Yeah, because you need to check all of your account. If you don't have any trust on us, if you don't believe, like if you have any doubt on us. Then you can check all of your account one by one. Your balance, your statement, everything, ma'am. Because I heard you was whispering with your husband like you are worried about something.
Oh, we were just talking in general because we're just concerned about having money put into our account and then somebody in there at the counter.
Ma'am, you don't need to you don't need to get concerned about anything now. Okay, you are in a safe hand. You are talking to the cyber cops, not any XYZ.
It's very hard to believe these things because everybody comes on the phone and you truly don't know who you are talking to. I will log out of this banking now.
Yes, ma'am, you can. And let me tell you one thing more. Actually, this call is being recorded for quality and training purpose, and we have to submit this call to the government, ma'am, okay? So it is very secure. Everything is secure, ma'am. Nothing is hide from you, okay? Everything is in front of you, what we are doing. First, we will tell the customer, and then we go further. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
All right, okay. Now, we have not done any transfer today, ma'am, okay?
Thank you.
Because we don't have the time, much time, to go to the bank and do this, okay? I understand. And you told me, apart from you and your husband, no one else use internet, correct?
Not in this house, no.
Okay, that's great. And we have updated the first and the second level of the security successfully, and the third level is updating right now. It is 55% updated, ma'am. Just only 45% is left. Once it's
okay, so is there a name and a code number that I need or not?
I will give it to you. You have to write it down, okay? I will give it to you very soon, all right?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
And it is my duty, ma'am, okay? And one thing more I would like to talk to you about it, okay? Until and unless we will catch all the hackers physically, all right? And as I told you, tomorrow we are going to do a checkup of your modem as well, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yes, 10 o'clock in the morning. Getting
on. Yeah, the technician is coming. So what I'm trying to say, until and unless I will catch all the hackers physically and put them behind the bars, it is my humble request to you: do not disclose anything about our investigation with anyone, because we cannot trust anyone who are living nearby you. Because the hackers are in your area, okay?
Okay.
And the most importantly, if you get any call from any unknown person, don't talk to them, all right?
And yeah, if I don't know the number, I don't usually answer the phone.
Okay, that's great, okay. And suppose that you are talking with your friend or family member over the phone, you just have a normal conversation. don't talk anything about our investigation over the phone, because might be the hacker will trace your phone call. They will tap your phone call and they will listen your conversation. And if they will get to know that you got a call from us and we provided you a security and we blocked the hacker from your system, what they will try to do, they will try to break down our security again and they will try to access your information again. That's why I'm telling you, if you talk to your family or your friend over the phone, just have a normal conversation. Don't talk anything about the investigation or hacker. Okay?
No, that's fine. No problem.
That's good.
So even the phone isn't safe, is what you're saying?
Ma'am, tomorrow when the technician will do a checkup of your modem, because your modem is also connected with your phone, if your modem will be working fine, then after that, everything will be secure. Till tomorrow, I cannot give you a guarantee. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
I can only take a risk of your computer, because right now it is connected into the safe mode with our secure server. All right? That's why it is safe right now. But your phone is not connected with us right now. It is connected with your modem. Okay?
Yes.
Yes. So that's why I'm telling you not to disclose over the phone with anyone about our investigation. Okay?
No, we won't. No problems at all.
Thank you very much. And once all the security will update, ma'am, I will give you the security code of that security. And also,
yes,
I will give you, write it down right now. I'm going to give you, this is for your safety and security. Write down the code. Safety and security.
What code is this for?
This is for your safety, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
Write it down.
88. Okay. 8.
Yeah. 88 5500.
88 5500.
Yeah. 88 5500. Okay. This is for your safety and security. Why I have given you this code? Because suppose that, ma'am, in future, if you will get any call related with your computer or internet, how you will get to know that they are legitimate? Just simply ask them, what is my security code? If they will give you this code, 88 5500, that means they are legitimate. You can talk to them. If they won't give you this code, don't talk to them. Simply hang up. They might be hacker and trying to break again the security. Okay?
Okay, yes.
And it is my humble request to you, do not share this code with anyone. Every time when you will get a call related with your computer or internet, ask the code from the opposite side. If they will give you this code, then talk to them. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yes,
and
I understand.
Right now, I am your investigation officer, and Sean Miller, my colleague, we both are your investigation officer. So apart from both of us, if you will get any call from any third person, don't talk to them. Okay?
Okay. Yes, John Williamson and Sean Miller. Okay, no problem.
Not Williamson, ma'am. William.
William. Okay, John William.
Yeah, William.
Okay, I'll cross the S off the end. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. You just hold on, ma'am. Now, what comes up on your screen, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
Are you in front of your computer right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what comes up on your screen?
I've just got a square there with two bars on it. Search, news, show, contact.
On Task Manager, ma'am. Task Manager.
Task Manager, okay. Okay, it's just so slow.
Yeah, it is, ma'am.
It has never been this slow.
Yeah, because day by day the hackers are corrupting everything, ma'am. That's why it is getting slow.
Getting slower and slower.
Now, once all the security will update, ma'am, the speed of the internet will also get boosted up and your computer will work like a rocket.
So, when did all this start? This was last night the first time you picked anything up?
Actually, from last couple of weeks, we have been receiving, whenever you are turning on your computer or using your computer, we have been receiving a warning notification from your internet IP address in our centralized server. And from there, we started monitoring your internet line. And we have found that some of the hackers from the different location are using your internet IP address. So we got suspicious, and that's why we contacted you. It is happening from last couple of weeks, not more than that. Okay?
Because I lost the internet on Sunday.
Oh,
on my desk. We still had it in the house, but it was gone from my desktop on Sunday.
Okay, all right.
Okay, you're back where you are on the Wi-Fi.
Okay, leave it as it is, ma'am, okay?
Okay, fine.
Now, you need to leave your computer as it is, ma'am. You don't need to sit in front of your computer. Leave it as it is for next 10 minutes. And if you want to go inside, you can go, okay? Because outside is very hot.
Yes, we know. We've got fans working down here, but...
Okay. All right, ma'am. I'm working on it, okay? Please stay on the line.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I put on so they won't get into the computer. I have access to the computer through that.
All right, ma'am, you there?
Yes.
Yeah, write down the second level of the security name and security code, ma'am.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, the first level is already given by Sean Miller, correct?
First Which level, is? Security name, anti-hacking software, and the code KLM9512.
Correct. Now write down the second level of the security, which is your device protection code number.
It's, say all that again.
Yeah, device.
The level is for the phones and the tablets, is it?
No. Device protection code number.
Okay, hang on. Okay, device protection code number.
Yeah, it is DLM.
DLM for Mary.
Ma'am, it should be D for David.
D for David. Hang on, I'll scribble it out. DLM for Mary.
Correct. After that,
yes.
7410.
7010.
Ma'am, it should be...
You said 7010. Is that an O or a zero?
Ma'am, 7-4, not O. 4. 7-4.
7-4. Oh, I'm glad I questioned it because it sounded like an O. 7410.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
It is 0, not O, okay? It is 0, all right?
7410.
Correct, ma'am. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Got it?
DLM7410, okay?
D for Don, L for London, M for Mary, 7410.
Correct. This is the second level of the security, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Now write down the third level of the security.
Okay, yes.
It is for your modem protection code number, okay?
Modem.
Protection code number.
Protection. Code number. Okay, yes.
Yeah, it should be MLM.
MLM.
Correct. 3-1.
3-1. 3-1-4-5.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, all this security code and number, okay, all the security, like, name and number will be asked by the technician who is arriving tomorrow, okay, who is coming tomorrow, okay?
Yes.
You need to give this all the information to him because he will update the security into your modem, okay?
Okay, yes.
All right. Now, what we are going to do, my job is done for today. We have updated all the security and the firewall, all right?
But yes.
The thing is that the security which we have updated, it will start working after 15 to 18 hours, okay?
Yes.
It will start working like might be from tomorrow morning, okay?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do, 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to give you a call back tomorrow, okay? 9 o'clock.
Yes.
And after that, I will do a security check. All the security which I have updated today, all of them are started working properly or not. I will check it. Then according to that report, I am going to send the technician, not 10. I'm going to send the technician at 12 o'clock, not 10 o'clock. Okay, ma'am?
Well, yeah, just I'm glad you told me because that's wasting our whole morning again. Okay, so now it's 12 o'clock for the technician.
Yeah, I will not take long time tomorrow, ma'am, okay? I will call you at 9 o'clock. Then after that, the technician will arrive at 12. He will do his job within half an hour. Then everything will be sorted. Okay?
Okay, fine.
All right, this is for your safety and security, so you have to cooperate, ma'am, okay? Then it is my humble request to you from tomorrow, you will not... it is my promise to you, like from tomorrow, you will not face this kind of problem anymore. You will get the lifetime and permanent security. Okay?
So there is a firewall then for everything in my computer from tomorrow when it's all set up?
Yes, ma'am. And it will be hidden security into your computer and into your modem. All right?
Yes, okay, yes.
Okay, all right. Now, my job is done for today. What you need to do, you need to leave your computer as it is. Do not shut it down, okay? Right now, the time is 4:16, correct?
Yes.
16 past of 4, okay? So what I'm going to do, just hold on. What I'm going to do, ma'am, 6 o'clock, okay, just for 5 minutes, my colleague Sean Miller is going to give you a call back at 6 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
He will check the security, like it is started working or not. Then after that, he will let you know, like, whether you have to shut down your computer or not. Okay?
Okay, fine. You'll ring back about
6 o'clock tonight, okay? 6 o'clock. All right?
Okay, fine.
That means after a couple of hours, okay? He will call you.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
One thing I told you, remember, over the phone, if you talk to your friend or family member, you just have a normal conversation. Don't talk anything about our investigation, okay? Because your phone might be pressed by the hacker, because every night they will try to, you know, they try to access your computer every day, okay? So
yes.
If tonight they are going to access your computer, they won't be able to get inside it because our firewall will block them. They might get suspicious and they will try to tap your phone calls, okay?
Oh, ring me and tell me I've got a problem with the internet, right?
No, they
is might. Is that what they're going
to do? Might be they will ring you, or if you will not answer them, then what they will do, they will try to start monitoring your phone calls. They will try to trace your phone call, whom you are talking with, okay, whom you are receiving a call with. That's like this, okay? So
yes.
That's why I'm telling you, if you are talking with someone over the phone, with your family member or friend, just have a normal conversation. Don't talk anything about our investigation. Because if the hacker will tracing your phone call, they will get to know about the security. Okay? That's why
okay.
I'm telling you not to say anything. All right?
Okay. Now, I normally email my cousin, probably around about 6, 7 o'clock at night. Can I still do that?
Yeah, you can, but no, don't talk anything about computer.
No. My mum's 100 in November. I need to send an email and we have a chat by email. Is that all right?
But
so I won't tell her anything of what's going on. She knows
yeah,
I've been having trouble with the
email.
Internet anyway.
Yeah,
that's why we have to
email,
do.
Ma'am, listen,
sorry?
If you send or receive an email, you can have a normal conversation, okay? Not anything about our investigation, okay?
No. Thank you very much. It's certainly one.
All right, and one thing more, when the Sean Miller is going to call you, ask him what is my security code, which I have given you, okay? If he will
give you the code. I've got to remember for everybody.
Yeah.
Now I've got to find it. I've written it down. There it is. Okay.
88550.
Do you want me to repeat it to you?
Yeah, 88550, okay?
88550.
Correct.
Yeah.
Whenever
okay.
Ma'am, whenever I will call you or he will call you, how you get to know that we are the same person, we are genuine? How? Just ask, what is my code? If we will give you this code, then talk to them. Then talk
okay.
to us.
Okay, fine.
Okay?
Yes,
and
no problem.
If you get any call from the third party, okay, unknown person, don't talk. Hang up. Okay?
Yep, I usually do.
Thank you. Now, Sean Miller.
Okay,
there's
usually a long space before even answering you, and I've already put the phone down by then.
Okay. All right. So Sean Miller is going to call you, okay, at 6 o'clock, all right?
Okay, so I'll just leave the computer as it is, and no
yeah.
problem.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for your cooperation, ma'am. Have a nice
thank
day.
Thank you, John. Sorry about this afternoon, but no, we're just too old to race about in this heat.
No, it's okay, ma'am. No issue. All right. Take care
okay.
of yourself.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. Bye.
Bye.